98.1 Power FM. It is Brekkie with Nick's just coming up for 8.20 this morning, and I am joined by Adam Shan, the award-winning Australian journalist and author, and he has written a new book. It has just been released, The Real Chopper. It's all about Chopper Reid. Now, look, Adam, let's face it, Chopper's no longer with us at the moment, but do you think he would be happy with you telling this side of the story? I mean, if he was alive and I were you, I'd probably be a bit nervous and I'd be looking over my shoulder.
Yeah, listen, I think Mark would realise that any publicity is good publicity, and he built a career and a massive publishing career on saying how bad he was. What I've really done is come and said he wasn't that bad. He was giving us what we wanted. So I think, you know, and I did speak to him just weeks before he died, and he was struggling with what to say at the end, you know, to actually come clean and say, in fact, I've made a lot of stuff up because I wanted to write a cracking tale, or stick with the tried and true Chopper Reid, no regrets line. And unfortunately, he took the latter, but I could tell that he was happy that I was writing the book, and he knew that I wouldn't polish the myth, I'd go for the truth. And part of that was also allowing me access to his prison record that no one's ever seen before, which tells an entirely different story to the one that he's told in the Chopper books. I mean, he claims he had 65... you know, serious jailhouse attacks and assassination attempts and all that sort of stuff, but it just wasn't true, because he was in H Division, which was the solitary confinement wing of Pentridge Prison, which you just didn't see other prisoners. You just could not get to them. And he spent most of his time in there, so he really embellished everything to a great degree. And the thing is that crims don't come out and challenge, because if someone's going to come and say, well, I murdered somebody, hardly going to say, oh, no, actually, in fact, I did it. He could get away with all these exaggerations and falsehoods.
So, Adam, tell us, in your book, what are some of the surprises that even you didn't see coming? What surprised you?
Well, his real name should not have been read. It should have been Pepper. Yeah, Pepper, because his father was adopted out and his foster name was Pepper. he should have really been called Chopper Pepper, but that would never have worked.
Chopper Pepper. It doesn't really have a ring to it, does it?
So there's that. But also there's all the overarching things about, you know, the bolt cutters and the blow torches and all the murders and all that kind of stuff. It's all not.
Really? So none of that really happened?
No. Virtually everything he ever did, he was caught for. He did 23 and a half years jail. More than half of it was a mad scheme of trying to kidnap Judge Martin of the county court here in Melbourne so he could get his mate, Jimmy Luffman, out of the psych ward at Ararat. That is not the actions of a civilised criminal, you know, or a sophisticated criminal. So, you know, he did silly things. And he really, when he was first put in jail as a 19-year-old, he was in the dock, and he probably could have got a suspended sentence, but he sat there and said to the judge, I want to go to Pentridge. That's my home. Well, what sane person would ever want, you know, to spend their time in Pentridge Prison? I think he quickly realised that it wasn't such a flash place, but he was already locked in.
Adam, it is absolutely fascinating, and I look forward to reading the whole book. Adam Shan, the author and award-winning journalist, thank you. If you guys want to know more about it, The Real Chopper, it is available now. I highly recommend